Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. There goes Temple. The throw from Neiman to Banks, and back to Long, who tags Temple out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speak moves to second. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Speak scores. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards second. Temple picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Temple. Morin moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Long moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeff Coat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffcoat moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Jeffcoat moves to third. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speak strikes out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. There goes Banks. The throw from Bailey to second, and Banks is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jeffcoat strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow juggles the ball. That's an error on Crow. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman bunts towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan strikes out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoke moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jeffcoat, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a fly ball towards left. Tanner catches it and throws to first to double up Robinson. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Henrik pinch runs for Joe Taylor. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henrik moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Wally Post now playing right field. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speak is hit by the pitch. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 3 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Speak moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Speak moves to third. Tanner moves to second. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Long is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Speak tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-4 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.